From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with participants at a White House jobs forum today, where he said that U.S. lawmakers need to pass financial reform by early next year. The president also said private employers, in his words, need to step up to the plate in terms of hiring.
So I need everybody here to bring their A game here today. I'm going to be asking some tough questions. I will be listening for some good answers. And I don't want to just brainstorm up at 30,000 feet. I want details in our discussion today. I'm looking for specific recommendations that can be implemented that will spur on job growth as quickly as possible.
Among the proposals being put forth are offering tax incentives for business hiring. The White House, meanwhile, issued a statement late this afternoon announcing President Obama would deliver a speech on the U.S. economy December 8th. First-time claims for unemployment benefits in the U.S. continued to fall last week. However, the number of people filing, 457,000, remains high. NPR's Frank Langford has more.
First-time jobless claims provide some sense of the pace of layoffs in the American economy. Claims peaked at the end of March at 674,000, and they've been falling, albeit slowly, ever since. Claims dropped again last week by 5,000, but thousands of layoffs in manufacturing and construction in states such as Illinois, Florida, and North Carolina kept the overall number high. Economists see the nation's dismal job market as a key threat to a healthy recovery. In fact, the Institute for Supply Management said the economy's service sector actually shrank last month. That's after 2 months of growth. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The largest cable company in the U.S., Comcast, has announced a deal with General Electric that would give the cable giant a majority stake in NBC Universal. Member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Shelley Hosman-Kadish reports.
Comcast will purchase 51% of NBC using a combination of $6.5 billion in cash and $7.25 billion in other assets. GE will retain 49%. The merger will give Comcast control over the NBC broadcast networks and stations, Universal Film Studio, and amusement parks, the USA, CNBC, MSNBC, and Bravo cable channels, and its online business. The move would make Comcast one of the largest entertainment companies in the country. Some consumer groups say they are worried the company would have too much power over what viewers see. They say they'll ask regulators to block the sale. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Hassman-Kadish in Fairfield, Connecticut.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 86 points today to close at 10,366. The Nasdaq lost 11 points, closing at 2,173. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 9 points. This is NPR. It's been 30 years since 11 people were crushed to death at a Who concert in Cincinnati. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WVXU reports family and friends of those killed will gather at the site tonight for a candlelight vigil.
Carol Brown remembers the tragic events of that night all too well. She was one of the thousands of people trapped in the crush of bodies that tried to push its way into what was then Riverfront Coliseum.
My right leg was wrapped around somebody's waist and trapped between people. And my left leg was dangling straight down, but was nowhere close to the ground. That was the most terrifying moment for me because I was completely not in control.
Brown will be one of the speakers at tonight's memorial service. The incident brought about changes across the country in festival seating and the procedures for opening doors at similar events. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.
In Washington, D.C., President Obama, joined by the First Family, pushed the button, lighting the national Christmas tree on the grounds of the Ellipse.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ho! It worked!
The annual lighting of the national Christmas tree is a tradition that dates back to 1923. Current tree, a Colorado blue spruce, was planted on the Ellipse in 1978. This year's tree has 750 strings of white LED lights. Industry trade group is reporting a fairly weak showing for the service sector in November. The Institute for Supply Management says its index of service sector activity fell to 48.7 in November. That was well below analyst estimates. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.